South Florida's Alternative 104.3 The Shark. I'm Erin with the latest episode of Open Swim. I'm here with Carrie Peake. How's it going, Carrie?
Great. How are you, Erin?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon to chat about your solo work. Now, Carrie...
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So for our listeners, to give a little background, you've been on the South Florida scene for quite some time. So let's give people kind of a taste of where you've come from up until this point.
Okay. I started out in the scene in the early 90s, playing with bands like Marilyn Manson, The Holy Terrors, Load, J.O.J. I don't know if we can say the name of that band. and it was heavy alternative / punk. Later, and the name of that band was Dory Soul. We had a pretty good draw back in the day, and that was back when we had a strong scene with a lot of people going out to see live music. In the late 90s, I had a band called the C60s. We were signed to a subsidiary of DreamWorks Records called SpongeBath Records, which was basically Matt Mahaffey from the band Self, also a touring keyboardist for Beck. He wrote the Expedia.com jingle. He got a TED Talks.
Cool.
He was the producer of our album. He basically ran the label and the bands that were on it. And that was a great experience. We got a lot of exposure on college radio. We charted number 6 on the college music charts. So that was a little bit different of a type of music. It was definitely power pop to its core.
Which I love.
You know how I
love my power pop.
Yes. We were heavily influenced by bands like Elvis Costello and the Attractions, the Pixies, Pavement, Squeeze, in that vein.
Yeah. So I want to talk about what you're doing now. By the way, this was, and I'm friendly with you and friendly with your lady, and I didn't know that you were writing new material. And as soon as I saw our dear friend Rob Elba share it, I said, oh man, I need to have Carrie on the show immediately. So thank you for being available so quickly, first of all. and secondly,
well,
so
for you and for this opportunity, definitely.
Oh, you're the sweetest.
And once again, I do appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. So now, tell me what got you writing again, and where we can find this music that you've been working on.
Well, I mean, I took a little time away from the original thing, and just truth be told, my experience with record labels, it kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. There's a lot that I don't agree with how the industry is run.
Yeah.
I'm probably a rebel in that respect. And we're also a victim of the downsizing of the music industry. We're just another label that got eaten up by Universal Records when Napster hit. So I did take some time away. I never really stopped writing. I just stopped recording. So I have a stockpile of songs. And I just felt it was time to record. It was very unplanned. Once again, as you were saying, we're friends. Like, I love you and your family, and everybody kind of knows each other.
Yep.
And my girlfriend, Samantha, one of your good friends, and her son, Adrian, who is one of your son's friends.
Yes.
His father is Fernando Perdomo, who I can't say enough about. He's one of the most talented people that I know.
Right.
And he's lives in L.A. He's recently done the Echo in the Canyon documentary with Jacob Dylan. He's worked with King Crimson. And, yes, he does a lot of great prog rock, which the irony of it is I'm not a huge prog rock fan. But if you look at the history of power pop, a lot of the power pop is produced and even performed with the players in the band that come from the prog rock scene. So when we took a vacation to LA recently and we stayed with Fernando, and he has a studio in his garage. And once again, that's another thing I'll say is, as an engineer and a producer, he's one of the best people that I've ever worked with. Every recording that he has, and I have to say, he's probably recorded about 500 albums over the last, I would say, 8-9 years in that studio. And once again, I can't say enough about him. And while we were there, it was very unplanned. He asked if I wanted to go in and record one of my originals. And we worked so quick and so well together that we just decided to do over a 4-day period, we recorded these songs. And once again, these were songs that I already had. And so I already knew how I wanted them to be. But I felt like he was almost reading my mind. Like what he felt was best for the song was what I already was thinking. So there was almost no talking because we were
on the same page.
We were reading each other's minds.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And it was really neat too because Adrian kind of has two daddies.
Yep.
He's got his daddy by blood and his daddy by love.
Yep, yeah.
and the two of us together the very first time we were working together, and that was really neat for Adrian to see. And
he's such a sweet boy. He's so good.
He's the singer in the intro on the new EP.
Oh, cool.
So if you listen to the intro, that is Adrian. And he basically tells the story that we went on a trip to California and Fernando and Carrie recorded this album.
Aww.
And another cool thing about it is we took a lot of pictures while we were in L.A. One of them was the ceiling at Cantor's Deli, which if anybody knows the history of Cantor's Deli, it's
legendary.
Been there since 1935 in Hollywood, and a lot of famous musicians and movie stars go there, and the ceiling is an amazing ceiling.
Yeah.
And I took a picture of the ceiling, and that is the album cover, is the ceiling at Cantor's Deli.
That's so cool. And it sounds like everything just fell into place in just the right way, in the right time.
It really did.
That's so flippin' perfect. Okay, so now I need to share with our listeners where they can find this music and listen to it.
It is available on Spotify, iTunes, Pandora, YouTube. I will be connecting a link to my website very soon to sell physical CDs. I also will be selling the physical CDs at any of my gigs in South Florida, which I play all over South Florida.
Yes, you do. a lot.
Most of what I do, I will be the first to say, are covers, which a lot of people in the original music scene don't... You know, I would say they frown on it a little bit.
Hey, but you got to work where you can work.
Exactly. And I'm very grateful to have the gift and the talent that I have. And I never take it for granted that there's a lot of people out there that just love to see a guy sing and play guitar right in front of them, which is a dying art. And when you look at the future and what we see with drum machines and synthesizers and auto-tune.
Yeah.
So I still get a kick out of doing these gigs, especially when you see young people, college age, that still love to see people actually singing and playing instruments live right in front of you.
Yeah. There's something to be said for live music. There's
selling CDs.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing like it. Well, Carrie, when people are searching for their music, they just search Carrie Peak? That's it?
You can go to Carrie Peak. Yes. If you are on any platform, Pandora, Spotify, iTunes, Carrie Peak. The name of the EP is Fascination Indignation.
Awesome. I love that.
And you can also find it under that.
Awesome. Thank you, Carrie, so much for taking a few minutes to chat with me today. And I can't wait to see you soon.
And thank you once again, Aaron. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome.
And I can't wait to see you too. Hopefully it'll be very soon.